Virtual for a few more days here as I find myself in quarantine with the children. Not personally quarantined. Chamishi of Ayera, so we have one of the great challenges that Avraham Avinu faced in his life. Ayera hadavar me'od b'nei Avraham alodos b'no. Ramban tells us that it was a shevach. Avraham Avinu, he wasn't going to miss the Pilagesh, but he was a father. And he was a father to the world, Avamon Goyim, but before that he was a father to his sons. As Bincha, Sechidcha, Asher Hafta, we'll see in Shvi'i, Rashi says, I love both of my sons. So it needs to be said at Es Yitzchak. And we have a principle which is established in this Aliyah, which really speaks to one of the foundational aspects of Yadus, Kol Asher Tamar Lecha Sarah, Shema Vekola. Rashi says, it's Malamid that Avram was Tafel Asara Benevios, can't be a Din Klali. Not possible. Let's look at the Rabban's comments in the first Aliyah in terms of Avram's discernment that they were Malachim, and Sarah did not appreciate that. But Binyane Habayis Malamed Sha'avram Tafel Asar B'Nevius. It's my personal opinion that we have to interpret this as a Din Prati, that, you know, Shema B'ni Musar V'chal Tito Shtar Asimecha. So the Rav developed in the Hesped for the Talmud Rebbetzin the notion that there is a dual Masora. And that the Akeres Habayis has, as we know, in general, a Bini Yaseira, but especially as it relates to Inyane Habayis and an instinct for what the children need. And this, you know, I think has been verified in my personal experience and the personal experiences of many. So I think that we should understand that to be a Din Prati. So again, a terrible Nisayon for Avram. Vayera Hadavar Ma'od Bene Avram Aldos Beno. Again, the Pshat is not like Rashi says that he was Yotzei L'Tayr Basra, so let's try to understand a little bit what the background is. And you can't appreciate this Aliyah, Vatera Sarat Ben Hagar HaMitzris, Asher Yaldav Le'Avram Mitzachek, without paying very careful attention to Targum Unklus. Mishnah Mikra is just so important in terms of understanding even the basic storyline from the beginning of the Parsha, really from Parshas Lech Lecha. The Torah tells us, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayipol Avram al panav vayitzchak. Targum Unklos is Lashon Chedva. The beginning of Parshas Vayera, Vatitzchak Sarah b'kirba lemor. It's not Chedva, but Lashon Mechayich, a sense of cynicism, right? That how is this possible? Acharei velosi haisali edna v'adoni zaken. And Sarah pays a price for that cynicism, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram about this, obviously with the Shinoi Mipnei HaShalom, that she was doubting Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in terms of her age. He neglected to mention Vadoni Zakein, and Sarah was very embarrassed to have behaved this way. V'techachesh Sarah limor lo tzachakti ki areya. She was afraid of what was clearly wrong. V'yomer lo ki tzachakt. And Avram says, no, I know you laughed, and the Ramban says, Avram knew Beruach HaKodesh, that it was the case, and Sarah realized that there was no sense denying it. So the beginning of this Aliyah, Vatomer Sarah Tzichok Asa Li Elokim. Tzichok, looking back in Unklus, is now Lashon Chedva. She's graduated, evolved from the Tzichok of cynicism to the Tzichok of delight, of joy, in the Yad Hashem, which is indeed capable of anything, Kol Yachol. And then just a few short psukim later, Vatera Saras Ben Hagar HaMitzris, Asher Yaldali Avraham Mitzachek, Targum Unklus, back to Mechayich. So unlike Rashi, who says, you know, the Gimel Chamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichos Damim, the Ramban says, you know, Chas V'Shalom, you know, Beveso Shaloso Tzadik, that these things were going on, but the pshat is that, not like Rashi says, and not like Ibn Ezra, that she was just jealous, but that he was a malik, kederach kohan arim, that he was being cynical. But Sarah's sensitivity to cynicism, after her own experience, Vatitzchak Sarah v'kirba lemor, was intolerable to her. And she realized that Yitzchak was a child, not of cynicism, chas v'shalom, but the child of faith. And therefore she states, ki lo yirash ben hamazos, not im b'ni alone, but as Rashi is medayik in a different direction, but im b'ni, im Yitzchak. Yitzchak is a child that defies the cynicism that I, Sarah, initially displayed. He is a child of faith, a miraculous child, and the child of Yitzchak, in the sense of Tzchok, of Chedva, of delighting in Hashem, who is capable of bringing life where there was none, where there was only barrenness, and of course later on, sparing life, you know, Al Tishlach, Yadcha El Hanar. And so the hypersensitivity of Sarah, I think, has to be understood appropriately within the context that we, you know, discussed in terms of Atitzchak Sarah Bekir Balimor. So if you chart out Targum Unklus, it's remarkably consistent in terms of the Tzchok of Chedva versus the Tzchok of being Mechayich. Sarah draws a very hard line in the sand because to her, this is absolutely non-negotiable.